الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we continue with our series of reminders on the challenges of upbringing of children in the 21st century. And today I want to mention the very important element of upbringing, which is to teach them where to find happiness. Because at the end of the day, whatever we do, whether it's career, whether it is study or whatever, final goal is to be happy. So where is this happiness? Where is this happiness to be found? And happiness not in ways which are in themselves destructive, because obviously somebody who is doing drugs is also happy while they are in that state. Or somebody who is drinking alcohol, which is also a drug, is happy when they are drunk. Somebody who is engaging in different kinds of haram is happy doing it. But that's not happiness, because that's intrinsically in itself it is destructive. So what is happiness and where is it to be found? There are three critical things to understand in terms of happiness. One is that happiness is to be found in the obedience of to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reason being, and the reason I say that, is because it is that which gives you peace of mind. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that the itminan of the qalb, the tranquility of the heart, peace of mind is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is where happiness is to be found. In the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the place where happiness is to be found. So teach the children that this is where it is to be found. Second important thing to understand is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put happiness in the lives of others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put my happiness in the lives of those I touch. Happiness is to be found in the smiles of those people whose difficulties you alleviate. Happiness is found in the eyes of those who had lost hope, but because of you they got hope. Happiness is found in the eyes of those and in the smiles of those who are hungry and who you fed. And this is where the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ comes, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak to the slave on the day of judgment and he will say, "O my slave, I was hungry. Where were you? Why did you not feed me?" And the slave will say, "Ya Rabbal Alameen, how can you be hungry?" And Allah will say, "So and so was hungry, who was somebody who was your neighbor, and you did not feed him." And Allah will say, "I was sick. Where were you?" And the man will say, "Ya Rabbal Alameen, how can you be sick?" And Allah will say, "So and so was sick, and you did not go and inquire of him," and so on, different things. So the point is that this is where happiness is. Happiness is to do things for people. I remember a lecture of mine some time back which said, "Can money buy happiness?" Somebody asked me this question, "Can money buy happiness?" And I said, "Yes, definitely money can buy happiness. But you need to know where it is found. To buy happiness, I have the money, so I need to go to the place where the happiness is." And I said, "That place is not the mall. That place is not your general stuff where you think it is there. Happiness is in the lives of the people who this money can help. Happiness is in the lives of the hungry people and the people who don't have houses, the people who are sick and so on and so forth. Can my money buy the happiness? My money can buy, because I have the money, I can help them in their difficulty. So my money is buying happiness, but we need to know where it is found. And happiness is not found where we think it is found." And that's why you also find that today people are seeking happiness and they spend fortunes on travel, on holidays, on all kinds of things, even halal things. I mean, I'm not saying necessarily that everything is haram, it is not haram. If Allah has given you the money and if you say, "I want to do a world tour," Alhamdulillah, it is halal. But is it the best place to spend that money? Yeah, if you do a world tour, now obviously everything, you know, you do a small tour or a big tour, you might say, well, somebody does a small tour, I can do a big tour. That it's up to us to decide whether this is the best way, but is it the best way to spend the money? Because what is it that tour, what is the tour going to do for you? If you make that tour into a means of earning Jannah, Alhamdulillah, but if not, at the most, it is something which is mubah, something which in which there is no sin, but there is also no hasana, there is no benefit, no reward. Whereas that same money, if it was spent in something which was constructive, something which helped somebody, something which took away somebody's pain, then that would be a very different way of spending the same money. So, teach the children where this happiness is to be found. And third thing, as I said, so first is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, secondly is in helping people and so on, and third thing and very, very important is shukr, is thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu for whatever He gives. And shukr is the root of all happiness. A person who is grateful can never be unhappy. A person who is grateful can never be unhappy. You are not happy because, you are not grateful because you are happy, you are happy because you are grateful. It's the other way around. Sometimes we feel that, you know, if I get everything I want, then I'm happy. No. Or then I'm grateful. No. You're grateful and the gratitude brings about happiness. You're happy because you're grateful. What do we need to be grateful for? And this is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ask, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. And if you feel somewhere that you are, you know, some issue with being thankful, then look at some people, look at somebody who has less than you. Look at somebody who was yesterday. A man came to Sayyidina Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and Sayyidina Umar had been speaking about thankfulness, and the man came to him and he said, look at me. He said, what do I have to be thankful for? I have nothing. I am destitute. I have no money. I don't even have proper clothes. I am hungry. And so on. So you are saying, be thankful. For what? What do I have to be thankful? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, can you pass water? Can you urinate without pain? He said, yes. He said, be thankful for that. Because if you have urinary tract infection and then it burns like a fire when you urinate, then you understand just the ability to pass water to urinate without pain, this is something to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. So everybody, no matter what situation we are in, there will be something that we have to thank Allah for. But like having something in the eye, you know, if sometimes you some grit gets into the eye, by itself that small particle is very small, but your whole existence comes to a halt because of this thing in your eye. So until you wash it out and so on, you are not conscious of anything else around you. And that's what happens to us. Sometimes we have some difficulty and that difficulty becomes the grit in the eye. So all the other blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we lose consciousness of that. And we are only stuck with this difficulty. I have this problem. Now that problem will not go away if you talk about it 20 times. You know, the problem has to be solved. So by all means, solve it, find ways to it. But Alhamdulillah, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you do not have some other problem. Today we have people in our, if you look at the world today, you got people with all kinds of money and this and that, and, you know, running from pillar to post like fugitives. Alhamdulillah, Allah kept us with Izzah and we are sitting here and nobody is chasing us and we are not running from anybody. So this is something to be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, right? You don't have a horse worth 50 crores, but you have peace of mind and you can sleep in your house and nobody is chasing you. So which is better? So very, very important for us to teach this to our children. As I keep saying all the time, the only way you can teach is by practicing yourself. So do it yourself. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, they will learn. And make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are grateful, to make us people who are obedient to Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, and to give us the opportunity and to the opportunity to help others and to take this work from us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need us. It's very important to remember also that Allah does not need us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity to help somebody, this is Allah's ni'mah on us. We have to be grateful to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to give us this opportunity so that we can help somebody else. And that's why the Salaf, when they would give zakat, they would thank the person for accepting zakat. So Jazakumullahu khairan that you have accepted my zakat. But what would I do if I, because the fard of paying the zakat will not be done unless somebody accepts it. So I have to carry my zakat, and if nobody accepts it, then that thing is still with me. So here somebody is accepting zakat, is to thank them, is alhamdulillah, jazakumullahu khairan, you have done me a favor by accepting this money from me. So it's not a thing of saying, okay, I have given to this person. No, my ihsan. No, there's no ihsan. There's no ihsan. The ihsan is on you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ihsan is on you from that person, because the person took this from you. If you had not taken it, there's no way. You would be stuck with the money. What will you do with the money? And you are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the money. So very, very important for us to inculcate this humility. And this is a reality. It's not pretending to be humble. No, this is actually the reality. It's actually the reality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this as a responsibility. Now think about this, that, you know, if you take the issue of money and risk also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah rewards us. As far as our own needs are concerned, other than that, the rest of the stuff we have is actually, you are holding it in trust for somebody. It's either some people whose haq it is that you have to give it to them, or at the end of the day, it is for your warasa, people who are going to come, your children and whoever is inheriting from you. Now you are carrying this burden on your head the whole of your life, you know, literally burning yourself out for some waris who is going to inherit it just because you die. I mean, makes no sense to me whatsoever. I mean, why would I do that? For what? Let him earn his own let him earn his own thing. Why must I kill myself to give it to some, you know, somebody who inherits from me? Now, if you think like this, then it really, you know, reduces the strength, the stress in your life, because then you don't even need that much. The less you need, the less you have to struggle for it. Because we create all this in our mind. We think that I have to have this, and then you have to, by the time you reach there, you are completely burnt out and ready to die. I mean, then you don't even have the energy to enjoy what you have earned. So if you, the sooner you learn this lesson, that you keep your needs, understand your needs. So they are small. It's not a question of keeping them small. Actual needs are small. You stay within that, you live a beautiful life, absolutely stress-free. And then whatever else Allah gives, use it to help other people. So you get a lot of peace of mind. You get Jannah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, the pleasure of Allah. And you also get the du'as of all these people who you have helped. And that is the thing to teach our children by practicing ourselves, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.